please make yourself very comfortable in child pose. So if child pose is not comfortable, choose another position, any position where you can be still and you can also breathe for a couple of minutes. I'd like you to begin just by becoming aware that you are breathing. You may notice that your mind resists that idea, perhaps overtly, or maybe more subtly, just by moving away from the breath constantly. So it's not uncommon to have to corral your attention and bring it back to the breath. Focus on feeling the breath rather than thinking about it. If thoughts or judgments about the breath should arise, don't worry about it. It's natural. But notice that the sensations of breathing, the experience of breathing, has nothing to do with your opinion about it, your thoughts about it. Whether you think it's good or bad, right or wrong, deep or shallow, breathing continues. After taking a few breaths consciously, begin now to deepen your breathing. On the inhalation, draw the breath down into the belly, up into the ribs, and then fill the upper chest in that order. As you exhale, release from the upper chest, ribs, and then let the belly pull in toward the spine on the exhale. Allow yourself to breathe very deeply, but without creating any sense of strain. Keep it comfortable. Now begin Ujjayi. This is an ocean sound, a hissing sound that's made at the back of the throat. The easiest way to describe the technique is like fogging a mirror but keeping your mouth closed. You'd like to create sound on both the inhale and the exhale, and this may take a little bit of practice. So be patient with yourself. Once you've established both of these pranayamic techniques, with the next inhale, come up into a tabletop position. In tabletop, begin the very simple movement called cat-cow. As you exhale, you tuck the tailbone round the back, the crown of the head comes toward the earth. As you inhale, the tailbone lifts, the belly drops, the crown of the head comes up toward the ceiling. And you just move back and forth with the breath. And this will warm up your spine and the muscles in your torso and back. As you do that, I'll invite you to keep your eyes closed. And notice how closing your eyes helps redirect awareness to what you're feeling. Notice how with your eyes open, it's very easy to start a dialogue about what the person in front of you is doing. Again, an opinion, a judgment, a thought, description. See if you can keep your awareness drawn inward on your experience. If judgments arise, they are part of your experience. So just notice them. Once you've warmed up the spine, come to a neutral spine, tuck the toes, lift the hips, and come up and back into downward dog. In downward dog, by bending one knee and then pressing the opposite heel toward the ground and then switching back and forth, begin to warm up, stretch out, and open up the joints and muscles of the legs. Once you feel that you've done that, just like with the cat-cow, come into your full expression of the downward dog. So fingers spread wide, palms flat, and chest actively drawing back toward the toes. How I'd like you to think about your down dog as opening up the upper chest and allowing you to breathe very fully into that region using the Dirgha technique that we learned earlier. So downward dog is like a position where you can really catch your breath between vinyasas. Good. With the next exhale, walk your feet up toward your hands. Take the back of the wrists, the back of the palms, and place them against the ground. If you'd like more intense stretching, then make two fists. So the back of the wrists, like this. With your next inhalation, slowly roll up to standing. Come all the way up, stacking the ears, shoulders, hips, knees, and heels. Arms relaxed at your sides. And just close the eyes briefly. Withdraw awareness to your spine. Try and either see, feel, or imagine the spine in your back. With eyes open now, bring your feet to touch. Standing warm-ups. Inhale, arms up overhead. Reach across, grab your left wrist with your right hand. As you exhale, send hips to the left, pull your arm to the right. Feel the stretch along the left side of your body and try and extend that stretch up to the left wrist and down to the left ankle. As you inhale, let's come back through center, reverse the grip, and then exhale to the other side. Don't be afraid to send your hips off to the right to create counterbalance for your upper body. Also notice if you begin to strain. This will show up in your breathing. Good. Inhale, return to center, and either join palms overhead or release the hands to the low back for a little extra support. Inhale, lift your heart, and exhale, begin to come into standing back bend, Anuvratasana. Once again, find your edge where you're beginning to feel the back compress gently, the front stretch, and see if you can extend the sensations up the length of the spine. Notice how there's a tendency to collapse into the low back. See if you can extend up and out. Inhale, let's come on back through center, arms up overhead, palms facing one another. As you exhale, bend the knees deeply for the chair pose. In chair pose, your feet can be touching or hip distance. I'll leave that up to you. But make sure that your knees are over your heels. Lift the toes momentarily and bring the weight into your heels. Then release them. Sink the hips down, and I'd like you to feel it in your thighs. I'd like you to feel that your thighs are working out here. Okay? Let's keep the hips and knees facing forward. Take a deep breath. And as you exhale, turn to the right with the upper body alone, reaching fingertips towards the front and back walls. Your arms should go parallel with the ground, and your palms should face the right wall. As you inhale, return to center and exhale to the left side. Same thing. See if you can do this without moving the hips at all. As you inhale, let's return the torso to center. And exhale into the forward fold, back of the wrists to the ground gently. Inhale, come to your fingertips or take hands to the shins as you lengthen your spine. And as you exhale, plant the hands and step back to the top of a push-up. Good. If push-ups are difficult, I'd like you to modify by dropping your knees. Okay? Let's take a deep breath in and exhale as you bend the arms and come down halfway, elbows hugging your sides. As you inhale, push the feet back and come into upward dog, resting on the tops of the feet and the hands alone. Knees and thighs are up. As you exhale, come to the bottom of a push-up. Drop the knees if necessary. Hover your chest about 4 inches above the ground. Inhale to the top of a push-up and then exhale the hips up and back to the downward facing dog. That's called a belly down vinyasa, and it's a repetitive movement that we do in every class. If you found it difficult this first time, know that with repetition, it gets easier and becomes second nature. So please just be patient. Let's take a right side down vinyasa now. Right hand on the ground, left hand to the sky, stacking heels, knees, hips, and shoulders. As you exhale, lower your hips and hand toward the ground gently. Inhale, lift everything up, arching that arm overhead and lifting the hips. As you exhale, bring the left foot forward to a lunge and turn right 180 degrees. Plant the left heel and then inhale to Warrior One, Vida Vajrasana One pose. So take your front foot and knee, get them pointing straight ahead. Take the knees just right over the heel and see if you can get your right thigh close to parallel with the ground, as close as you can do without straining. See if you can get your left foot all the way on the ground, left leg straight, left hip drawing forward. What I'd like you to feel is that your right thigh, again, is getting a workout. It's getting stronger as you hold this shape. And your left hip is getting an opening or stretching sensation. Once again, try and extend the sensation down to the left ankle and up to the left wrist. Breathe into it. Take a deep breath. Exhale, release to the bottom of a push-up. Belly down vinyasa. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, bottom of the push-up. Inhale, top of the push-up. Exhale, hips up and back, down dog. Let's do another right side down vinyasa. Left hand to the sky. Good. Exhale, hips and hands sweep down. Inhale, lifting everything up. Exhale, the left foot forward to a lunge and turn right 180 degrees. Inhale, Warrior Two, side facing warrior pose. So the legs are very similar to the Warrior One, but now your hips and your chest and shoulders are facing the left wall. That will create a little bit of a different sensation of stretch in that left leg. So notice that, feel that. The arms have also changed. Now they're parallel with the ground instead of overhead. And if you reach your fingertips away from one another, your arms will naturally go parallel with the earth. Let's take a deep breath in, and as we exhale, cartwheel down to the bottom of a push-up. You can put in the arm balance, Ekapada Kondinasana A, if you know it. So Sandra's doing a nice one, Claire's doing one as well, okay? Then you can shoot back, belly down vinyasa, come on back to down dog. If you don't know the arm balances, don't worry, you'll learn them another time. Once you learn them, you can put them into the flow if you'd like. All right, that's side one of the floor warm-ups. These focus more on strength. Let's go ahead and do side two. We'll start with a left side down vinyasa with our right hand in the sky, sitting up in side plank. Good, exhale, hips and hands sweep down. Inhale, lifting everything up. We're gonna exhale that right foot forward to a lunge and turn left 180. Inhale, warrior one, Vida Vajrasana one. So take your time, adjust your pose as necessary, but then once you feel that you have it where you want it, begin to focus on the sensation. Again, I'd like you to feel that left leg is getting stronger, the right side of your body is opening and stretching, and all of this is happening without a sense of strain and with awareness of the breath. It's a lot. Let's take a deep breath, exhale, bottom of the push-up. Belly down vinyasa, following the breath rhythmically back to the downward facing dog. You can always modify by dropping the knees anytime you get tired. So please use the modifications as necessary. All right, other side. So we're going to do left side down vinyasa again. Right hand in the sky. Exhale, hips and hands sweep down. Inhale, lifting up. Exhale, right foot forward. Turn left 180. And inhale, warrior two, side facing variation. Okay. So when you have the pose, try and create a drishti. So bring your gaze right over your front fingertips. Try and keep your eyes there. In yoga, it's said that the eyes reflect the state of the consciousness behind the eyes. So eyes that are steady and focused and still show a consciousness that is likewise steady, focused, still. Let's take a deep breath, exhale, cartwheel down, maybe putting in the arm balance, maybe not today. Either way is fine. Follow your breath, and let's come back to the downward facing dog. If you have trouble with any of the vinyasas or the faster movements, please come see me after class and I may be able to help you refine these movements, okay? All right, from here, please walk your hands back towards your feet and come into a squat just off of your mat. Squatting is great for your pelvic floor health, much better than doing something like Kegels. So if you can, squat often throughout your day. You'll have at least several opportunities in today's class to squat. If possible, get your heels all the way on the ground. All right, so we'll learn something called the chakra vinyasa. What we're learning about human movement is that doing things like spinning or somersaults is very good for the development of the inner ear. So they've done studies with children and they've proven this, but it's probably true for adults as well. So chakra vinyasa is a somersault. The key is to do it safely. For whatever reason, people associate this with hurting their neck. Not because they've actually hurt their neck, they just see it and they think they're going to crack their neck. So if you think it's dangerous, just skip it. I don't want you to do anything that you think is unwise or unsafe. But it can be done safely by almost everybody. The key is to tuck your chin and keep it tucked, and then to lift your hips and place the hand or the back of the head on the ground. I'll show you what that looks like. So I lift up, tuck my chin, keep it tucked, and then I simply roll forward. There's no strain in my neck because my neck was not on the ground for more than like a quarter of a second, okay? So if you want to try it, go right ahead. If you want to skip it, go ahead. Just find a seat. All right, now that we're seated, we're going to do belly up vinyasa. So hands come alongside the hips, palms down, fingers face forward. First thing I want you to try is lifting your hips and then pulling them through the hands like so. Make sure you can do that move. If you cannot, grab your blocks and place your hands on two blocks. It can be very, very helpful. Even if you can pull through, you still may want to use the blocks, okay? All right, belly up vinyasa. We'll do four in a row. Inhale, lift up to an inverse tabletop. Exhale, bend your arms and let your hips come down a little bit, but bend your arms, that's the main thing. Then inhale, lift back up, and then exhale, pull your hips through the hands, and lift one or both legs up. Repeat, inhale, come on up. Exhale, the arms bend and we dip down. We inhale, lifting back up, and then we exhale and pull through and lift the legs. Good, and do three or two more like that. Inhale up, exhale down, bending the arms. Inhale, lift up, and exhale, pull through. Last one, deep breath in. Exhale, we drop down. Inhale, we lift up. Exhale, we pull through and lift. Good. All right, chakra vinyasa backward usually takes more practice. Why? Because your body has to learn how much force to use. If you use too little, you go part way and then you just sort of roll off to the side. If you do too much, you're likely to roll back like a bowling ball. Okay? So here's what it looks like. And if you want, you can go home and practice it and then come back and do it next time. Hands by the head. You need to use momentum, and you roll right back to down dog, okay? Again, how much momentum, you won't know until you've practiced it several times, most likely. All right, so let's go ahead and come back to down dog. Whichever way you get there is fine. It's amazing what the body can learn. The first time I tried chakra vinyasa backward, it was almost impossible for me. But just with persistence and practice, now it's very, very easy. All right, now we're going to get a little deeper into our body and prepare for a pose called Galavasana. Let's begin with a left side down vinyasa, right hand in the sky. This is very good for your obliques and abductors. Exhale, lower the hips and hand toward the ground. Inhale, lift everything up. And then exhale, the right foot forward to a lunge and turn left 180 degrees. Good. All right. From that position, go ahead and step your left foot back to meet your right foot. Take a deep breath in and exhale to your belly. Once you're on your abdomen, place your mouth, nose, or forehead on the ground. And then take both hands, place them alongside your hips, palms down. Lift one half of your body and bring the entire arm underneath and do the same on the other side so the pinkies touch underneath you and you're laying on your arms, if that is possible. If it is not, just keep the hands alongside your hips, palms down. Now feel the hip points, okay, the front of your hips. You'll try and keep the hips on the ground or on the hands the entire time, or as close as you can, okay? Now, with the next inhalation, lift your right leg up as much as you can, keeping the hip down and the leg straight. So some people can lift it a lot, others can only lift it a little. It's fine, just do your best. Then exhale, lower the leg back down. We're going to repeat that four more times. So inhale, right leg, lift it up, and then exhale, slowly place it back on the ground. Good, three more times with the breath. Inhale up, and then exhale, lower down. Two more, inhale, and exhale. Last one we're going to hold, so inhale, come up to your maximum. Inhales and exhales the same length. Try and match your breath to mine for one. Two. Three. Four. And five. Exhale, lower that leg back down. Release the arms and place the right hand on top of the left hand. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, exhale twice as long as the inhale. This is called crocodile pose. It's just a relaxed, a restorative posture. All right, place your hands underneath your shoulders and exhale, press back to the downward facing dog. From the downward dog, go ahead, inhale, left leg up and back. Exhale that foot between the hands. Inhale, warrior one. Okay, so the warrior one, from warrior one, we'll exhale. Hands come out at the sides like wings to help us keep our balance. Find a drishti, one spot on the ground in front of you. Take a deep breath, and as you exhale, kick off the back leg, coming into what's called sometimes called airplane, which is a warrior one variation. All right, so try and get the leg and torso parallel to the ground. Fire up your right glutes and lift the right leg up. Keep it straight, just like we were doing in the back bend. Okay? If you'd like a little more challenge, hands can go out in front of you in a prayer position or to your heart in prayer. Keep the inhales and the exhales of equal length. Keep your eyes steady and your breath smooth. Good, let's inhale, come all the way back up to standing. And exhale, release into forward fold, back of the hands to the ground. Inhale to half lift or crow pose. And exhale, bottom of your push-up, belly down vinyasa, back to the downward facing dog. Set up for a left side down vinyasa with your right hand in the sky. Exhale, hips and hand lower down. Inhale, lifting everything up. We're going to exhale the right foot forward to lunge and turn left 180 degrees. Good. Step your left foot back to meet your right foot. And on an exhale, release to tabletop position. Hands under shoulders and knees under hips. Now we'll open up the left hip in a different way. So on your inhalation, draw the left leg straight out to the left. Keep the knee bent. Keep the knee bent. Yep, lift it up. It's called fire hydrant. Take a deep breath in. Exhale, bring the knee forward, down. Inhale the leg or knee back and up. That's one revolution. Four more. So exhale, knee forward, down. Inhale, back and up. Okay, that's two, three more times. Nice and slow through your full hip rotation. Okay, you're rotating the femur bone around in what's called the acetabulum. Should be three, two more times, nice and slow. And one more. Now we'll reverse the direction. So exhale, knee goes back and down. Inhale, knee forward and up. That's one rotation, a revolution. Four more. With your own breath, nice and slow. See if you can make that movement very even. So notice if you speed up for part of the rotation and slow down for part of it. Try and bring a mindfulness to that movement. Good, couple more. Nice and slow. And last one. Now, inhale that left leg up and back behind you. And exhale the knee towards your left wrist. Bring the foot towards your right wrist. Pigeon. Let the hips come back and down. Lowering the hips all the way to the ground if possible. And relax your torso forward and down over your left leg. I'd like you to feel a stretch at the left hip. Does everyone feel that? If you do, go ahead and relax your torso forward and down. Close your eyes. And begin to extend your exhalations as you breathe into your left hip. The long exhalations will activate the parasympathetic nervous system and help your muscles relax more quickly and deeply. This is called an external rotation for your left femur bone. It takes about 30 seconds to actually lengthen the muscles on a more permanent basis. So we use dynamic movements to warm up the muscles, but then we have to hold it in order to actually lengthen them. Again, more permanently. All right, let's place the hands to the ground, and with the next inhalation, we'll lift the left leg up and back. Three-legged dog pose. Exhale the foot to the ground, downward dog. Come to the toes, extend the hands, take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, step, jump, or float to the front edge of the mat. Pressing the back of the wrists to the ground as you fold forward. Inhale, reverse swan dive up to stand. And as you exhale, bring your arms out to the sides as you bend both knees. Good. Now, inhale the left ankle over the right thigh, like so. Notice my foot is flexed, then my knee basically comes straight out to the side. Notice I'm not doing this. Okay, so the ankle is what is on the leg. You can use your hand to adjust it if necessary. Good. Balancing pigeon or flying pigeon. Take a deep breath in. As you exhale, lower your hips down and bring your chest toward your shin. There should be no strain in either knee. Zero. Okay? I'm counting on you. You don't go any further if there is strain in the knee. In fact, you might need to come out of it. Try and keep your gaze forward, your breath steady, and your eyes on one point. Try and get five breaths in. Feel the opening in the left hip. Maximize that stretching without any strain. Good. Inhale, reverse swan dive all the way up to stand. Exhale, forward fold. Back of the wrists to the ground, stretch them out. Inhale, half lift. Or crow. Exhale, bottom of the push-up. Belly down vinyasa, return to down dog. All right, nice work, everyone. So please exhale to a kneeling position, and let's take a look at our peak posture today, Galavasana. Okay, Galavasana is sometimes called flying pigeon, but that's not actually what Galavasana means in Sanskrit. I'm not sure what it means, but I know it doesn't mean flying pigeon. So let's take a look at it. You'll see why they call it flying pigeon, though, because that's exactly what it looks like. So we've been bringing the left leg, left femur, into an external rotation. We've been working on the extensor muscles here in the posterior chain to lift the right leg behind us. To do this posture successfully, we must have a good rotation in the femur bone. We must have strong extensor muscles in the glutes, hamstrings, and low back. We must have core strength to stabilize both halves of the body. We must have arm strength in order to balance on the arms. We must have a good vestibular system, inner ears, so that we can feel the balance point. Okay? So we'll come into it from this same position here. Once we're there, instead of folding in half, we bring the arms to the ground. Hands are about shoulder width, and I want to bend the arms to create a shelf for my left shin to rest on. Notice what I'm doing with my left toes. I'm actually gripping my upper right arm with the toes to try and keep the shin in place. I bring my gaze forward and then begin to shift weight off of my right foot. At that point, once I'm up, I extend the right leg behind me, coming into the full expression of the pose. It kind of looks like a pigeon pose done on your arms, right? So that's why it's sometimes called flying pigeon. But the real name is Galavasana, okay? So we're going to do it step by step. You just go to the point where you feel challenged, and you will get all the benefit that you can possibly get today. If you go further, you risk injury. And if you don't go that far, if you do something like child pose, you say, oh, I can't do that, so I'm just going to sit here like this, then you get no benefit, okay? So do your best. Now's the time to make a little bit of an effort to be willing to jump into life's fray. So let's come to stand at the front of the mat. Inhale, arms up overhead. Exhale, bend the knees, chair pose. Arms out at the sides. Then inhale, left ankle over right thigh, just like we did a moment ago. Exhale as you bring your hips down and you bring your chest toward your shin, and then bring the hands to the ground. Shoulder width, bend those arms, so you want to lower down as much as you can. Rest the shin bone against the back of the arms. You might see a bruise there tomorrow. That's your sort of badge of honor. Once the weight is off of that back leg, it may take a while before you have the strength to actually extend it behind you. That's fine. You're doing awesome if you're that far. Okay? No expectations, guys. No expectations. You can do what you can do. No one's saying you should be able to do any more than what you can do today. Okay? If you're telling yourself that, you're telling yourself a lie. Once you're done, please rest on your abdomen. Close your eyes, relax. Very important, relax. You've made a great effort. Now it's time to do the yin side of that. Okay, the yin and the yang of it. Relax, let it go. All right. Bring our hands underneath our chest. Press back on an exhale to downward facing dog. And from the downward dog, walk your hands back towards your feet. Go ahead and squat at the back of your mat. Again, just squatting is good for you, so do that regardless of if you are going to do the chakra vinyasa. One more thing I'll say about chakra vinyasa is it can be done from crow pose, right? So you can come into crow and chakra vinyasa. Okay, so let's go ahead and chakra vinyasa. Crow or no crow, it doesn't matter. All right. Now we'll do a couple of arm stretches that match what we're doing with the hip joint. So this is our glenohumeral joint, also known as the shoulder, and it can do all the things that the hips can do and more. Okay, so we've been bringing our right leg into hyperextension, so we'll do the same with the right shoulder. Bring your right hand behind you, directly behind the shoulder. Try and avoid bringing it out here or over in this way, okay? Just try and have it straight back behind you, and then just walk that hand back as you bring your left forearm to the ground. Go far enough that you feel it in your shoulder. If it's in your elbow, put a little micro bend in your elbow, and you want to feel it in your shoulder. Does not need to be painful. Should not be painful. Close your eyes,
Extend the exhales and take 5 breaths into your right shoulder.
By doing that, you're stimulating the cells in your shoulder. You're affecting how your genes will express on a cellular level. Okay? These exercises actually interact with your genome. This is called epigenetics. We talked about it a little bit in Yin today. All right, next inhale. Let's go ahead and come back up. And then we'll bring our left shoulder into an external rotation. We take the left thumb and wrap it in the 4 fingers of the left hand. And then I take my left elbow and place it on my right knee. Okay? Then what I'd like to do is press on the pinky side edge of the wrist with my chin, not my neck. This is my neck and this is my chin. Okay? I use this bone to press on the pinky side edge. I bring this down as I roll this shoulder down simultaneously. Then I feel the stretch here, left shoulder. Okay? Once you get the stretch, close your eyes, extend the exhale, take 5 breaths into the left shoulder. So you want to bring it more this way. Right there with your chin. Mm-hmm. And then you roll this shoulder forward. Do you feel it right out here? Okay. So more like here, you're pressing it in this direction. That's going to bring the rotation. Mm-hmm. All right, release. Let's do our belly up vinyasas. So hands down on the ground alongside our hips. Use blocks if you need them. Inhale, lifting up, strengthening the posterior chain. As you exhale, bend the arms. It's called a tricep dip. It helps strengthen the triceps, the back of the arm. Inhale, lift back up. And exhale, as you pull your hips through the hands and lift one or both legs. Repeat. Inhale, come on up, posterior chain. Exhale, triceps. Inhale, posterior chain and biceps. Exhale, core, rectus abdominis, hip flexors. Good. 2 more times. Inhale up. Exhale, drop down. Inhale, lift and pull. And last one, deep breath in. Exhaling down. Inhale up and exhale, pull. All right, chakra vinyasa backward if you dare. And make your way back to down dog for side 2. Alright, we'll start with a right side down vinyasa, left hand in the sky. Exhale, hips and hand lower toward the ground. Inhale, lifting everything up. Exhale, left foot forward to a lunge and turn right 180 degrees. Good. Step the right foot back to meet the left and exhale onto your abdomen. Place the mouth, chin, or forehead on the mat and then take the arms, the hands, alongside your hips, palms down. Then if you're inserting arms underneath you, rock to one side, bring the arm underneath, do the same on the other side, pinkies touching underneath. Feel the hip points and try and bring both hips level with the ground, as close to the ground as you can. Now, inhale the left leg into hyperextension. Pull it up off the ground. Keep the leg straight and keep the hip down. Exhale, lower the leg. Good. 4 more times. Inhale, feel the muscles in your buttocks and your hamstrings and your low back engage. Exhale, lower. 3 more times. Remember, to do this posture, we'll have to lift this leg like this. Exhale. Good. 2 more. So feel the muscles working, which muscles are working, how you're going to do that, lifting that leg from the arm balance position. Good. 1 more time. We're going to hold it this time. So inhale up and hold. Match your breath to mine. Even inhales and exhales for 1. This is not so much a stretch as it is a strengthening pose, 2. So feel those muscles engage. If they get a little tired or they begin to shake, that's good. 3. Just keep the breath even. Keep yourself calm and relaxed. Notice that you can do that. 4. five. Exhale, release that leg. Release the arms, left hand on top of the right hand. Forehead rests on the back of the hands. Take a deep breath in and exhale for twice as long. Again, that will activate the parasympathetic nervous system. If our heart rate got up from doing that back bend, if our breath got quick, then we just slow it down a bit. All right, hands alongside the chest. Exhale back to downward dog. From the downward dog, go ahead and inhale right leg up and back. Exhale the foot between the hands. And inhale to warrior one or crescent lunge. Doesn't really matter which. All right, from there, exhale the arms out at the sides like wings. Find your drishti, steady your breath. Take a deep breath in and exhale, kick off the back leg coming into airplane or warrior three. Try and get the torso and leg both facing the ground. Roll that left hip down so it's level with the right hip. Keep your eyes steady, breath steady. Feel the left leg. Feel it lifting. Engage. Lift it up. Inhale, let's come all the way up to stand. Arms touch overhead. Exhale, forward fold. Uttanasana. Back of the wrists to the ground. Stretch them out. Inhale, half lift or crow pose. Exhale, bottom of the push-up. Belly down vinyasa, back to downward dog. Good. Let's do a right side down vinyasa. Left hand will be in the sky. Exhale, hips in hand, lower down. Inhale, lifting everything up. Exhale, left foot forward to a lunge. Turn right 180 degrees. Good. Let's step the right foot back to meet the left. And exhale to a tabletop position. From tabletop, inhale the right knee out to the right. Keep the knee bent. This is called fire hydrant. As you exhale, draw the knee forward and down. Inhale the knee back and up, one, repeat four more times. Two. Three. Four. And five, reverse direction for one. Two. Three. Four. And five. Inhale, right leg up and back. Exhale the knee toward your right wrist and the foot toward your left wrist. Let the hips come back and down and then relax your torso over that leg. You should feel stretch at the outside of your right butt or glutes. Once you have that stretch, try closing your eyes and extending the exhale. If you have trouble with that, you probably have not mastered Ujjayi yet. Ujjayi is a key technique to allowing you to control how long your breath is in ratio. So if you'd like to extend your exhalation twice the length of the inhale, Ujjayi helps you slow the exhalation down, lengthening it. Okay, so let's bring our hands underneath our shoulders and we'll inhale to three-legged dog. So right leg up and back. Exhale that foot to downward dog. Inhale as you come to your fingertips and look between your hands or to your toes, look between your hands. Exhale, jump or step forward. Inhale, reverse swan dive up to stand, arms touch overhead. And exhale, arms out like wings as you bend both knees into a chair pose. Inhale, the right ankle over the left thigh. Knee comes out to the side. You can use your hands to position the foot where you want it. Then as you exhale, you bring your hips down and your chest toward your shin until you feel the stretch to the outside of the hip. Again, I can't emphasize enough, zero pain in the knees. Okay, zero. So you can get in about five breaths, stretching the outside of that hip while balancing on one leg. Then inhale, come all the way back up to stand, join palms overhead. Exhale, forward fold. Back of the wrists to the ground, stretch them out. Inhale to half lift or crow pose. Exhale, bottom of your push-up. Belly down vinyasa, back to down dog. All right, let's exhale to a kneeling position. Let's take a look one more time at Galavasana. So we come in from this position, right ankle over the left thigh. Again, you can actually move this leg around if you like. Then we come down to our hands. The shin bone rests on the back of the arms. We hook the toes, look forward, and big step is to get the weight off of that back leg. So this might be it today, which is fine. But then over time, we strengthen the posterior chain, the core, and we're able to extend that leg behind us. Okay. So let's come to stand at the front of the mat, and we'll all give it a shot. And again, just do what you can. Even if that's very little, that's fine. All right, inhale, arms up. Exhale, arms like wings. Bend the knees. Inhale, right ankle over the left thigh. Foot flexed, knee out to the side. And then exhale as you fold in half and bring your hands to the ground. Position the arms so that your shin bone can comfortably rest on the back of the arms. That should be bent, creating a little shelf with the tricep of the arms, the back of the arms. You shift the weight forward until you reach a point where you have equal weight forward and back of your wrists. That might be kind of scary. Okay, so just acknowledge that. Might be a little bit scary to do that. Do your best. After five breaths, relax on your abdomen. Take it easy. Let it go. You okay? All right. That's all right. So relax. So lift a leg higher if you can, Sandra. All right. Looks good though. All right, guys, we're gonna do one more back bend. So let's try full locus. So arms again alongside us, palms down, lift the body, place both hands underneath you if possible. Pinkies touching. Mouth, chin, or forehead to the mat, legs parallel or touching. Exhale completely. Inhale, lift the legs up. Press into your hands and forearms. See if you can lift your hips up as well. Okay? So imagine that you can get your legs vertical. That's what you're going for. Now watch that breathing. Slow that breath down. I don't care what you can do while hyperventilating. That's not yoga. Slow, steady, conscious breathing. That's yoga. You could say anything done with slow, steady, conscious breathing is yoga. Anything done without it in this kind of class isn't. Let's take one more deep breath. Exhale, we're going to let it go. Release. Bring your right hand on top of your left hand, forehead on the back of the hands. And then we're going to use our breathing to slow down really quickly. So take a deep breath in. Exhale twice as long. Vissamavritti pranayam. Five breaths like that. Or more if you need. Long exhales. Feel the heart slowing if you can. Sometimes you can actually feel the heart slowing down with every exhale. Yogis have known about this breath for a very long time, but just recently we've discovered with scientific inquiry that yes, your cardiovascular system and your respiratory system are linked. Every time you exhale, your heart slows. So if you exhale twice as long, your heart will slow even more. Okay, from here, let's go ahead and press back to a Virasana, so like a kneeling position. From kneeling, we'll do a little bit of a release for the spine. So what I'd like you to do is on your inhale, come up to this position, knees about hip width. And as you exhale, sit back down as you take a twist over to the left side, so like this. Then inhale, come back up. And exhale, twist to the right side. Good, and we'll repeat that four more times. So exhale left, inhale, exhale right. Get three more. Two more times. And last time. Good. Inhale up, and then exhale, child pose. Inhale, sit up in Virasana, cross the ankles and roll over them as you bring your legs out in front of you. Extend the arms as well, and as you exhale, slowly roll back. If you're at the back wall, please turn around so that your feet are facing the wall that's nearest you. Roll on back, then bring your legs in and give them a squeeze in what's called Apanasana. Use this pose freely so you can rock back and forth or side to side. You can make circles with the knees or shins. You can also be still if you prefer. So just feel your back, feel your body, any areas that seem sort of stuck. All right, then extend the arms out to the sides and drop both knees to the left as you look to your right. Try closing your eyes and just let gravity do the work for you at this point. You just surrender to gravity and you get a nice deep twist. Let's inhale, knees back through center. We'll take them off to the other side. Same thing here. All right, let's inhale knees back through center. Let's do a brief happy baby, grabbing the soles of the feet this time. Pulling on the feet as though you're trying to get the knees to the ground will help you open up the hips or release tension, fixation from the hips. Straightening the legs one at a time or both together, pulling them apart, pulling them overhead will stretch the muscles in the legs, like the hamstrings, the adductors. Pulling on both legs together, rolling around on your back will stretch the muscles in your back and your spine. So use the pose freely to release tension from your body. And then when you're ready, slide hands under the hips, extend the legs up, lift your head and neck. And on an exhalation, gradually lower the legs toward the ground. Keep the head lifted. Hover for a moment, take a deep breath, and as you exhale, relax onto your back. We'll take a 6-minute shavasana, which is 10% of our class time. And I'll encourage you during that time just to let your body be still. This will give your body an opportunity to restore itself from the vigorous practice that we just did. gradually begin to deepen your breathing. Begin to move your body. Stretch and wake yourself up. When you feel you're awake, make your way up to seated. So facing this direction, let's finish by joining our hands together at the heart center in Anjali Mudra. Take our hands from the heart to the head and bow our heads to the heart.
Namaste. Namaste.
So thanks for coming, guys. If you guys would like the playlist from today's class or other classes, if you'd like to know more about a festival I'll be teaching at this Saturday called Dirty South Yoga Fest, which is a benefit, or you'd like to know more about my November retreat, grab a card. They're right here. Got plenty. And you can find out more information on my website about all that stuff. Otherwise, if you can, come back on Thursday. You might be surprised at how much easier or how much further you can go on Thursday. Same class, okay? Otherwise, see you next time. Thanks. Mm-hmm. How you been?
Fine. I just got back from Vipassana.
From where?
Vipassana.
Oh, Vipassana. Great. Yeah. How was it?
It was intense.
It is, yeah.
It was intense, but it was good. I've got lots of work to do.
Don't we all? Did you do the one in South Georgia here?
Not the one in Jessica.
Nice.
But it was different. And, you know, it's good to get in there and while things like stuff. And then, of course, the kids and I had school also.
You brought your kids with you?
No. They and I had so much. My schedule's been so thrown off.
Thanks.
But I can't get into yoga and mind meditation.
Mm. Yeah. Thanks, good to see you, Lisa. Yeah, so far it's been crazy, but I mean, good, bad, I don't know, but I'm still around.
That's all.
Yeah, still here.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's good to see you. Were you thinking of coming in November? Were you thinking of coming in November? I know you'd expect.
Okay.
Yeah. Scheduling's like that.
Yeah, so that's the hard thing about the fall is.
Gotcha.
It's summer.
Gotcha, yeah.
But yeah, so the schedule should
be. Oh, cool.
But I do love to go.
Yeah, I think you get a lot out of it. Well, we'll have the November, and then starting in January, we'll do three smaller ones that will be more Zen meditation. So ideally, people get to do both, but I know not everyone can, because they're pretty different. The November one's going to be, we're going to do like kirtan, you know, chanting. We're going to do lots of practices. And then the winter ones will be more focused on using like yin yoga to help with meditation, going a little deeper in our meditation practice.
I know. I was just telling Joe the other day, I was like, I don't know if I'll ever get as deep, like when I was in the past, like really, really deep, and I don't know if I'll ever get that deep.
You will.
I'm like, you know, of course you're not going to crave, so try not to crave. It's a triple-edged sword. But yeah, I would like to go in November. And I was looking at Julie's training, teacher training. And so I was looking at that up here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure this out, but I don't know when.
I might do the yin training here in also in January.
Oh, that would be good, because I think like that.
Mm-hmm. And I'm doing it with Julie, obviously, next summer. So.
Yeah, I just sort of like take a week off. Like,
yeah, I know.
That's normal, because that's a week away from the kids. And,
yep.
You know, it's almost 2 minutes.
I know, me too.
All right, talk to you later.
Talk to you later.